Praise God. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, and I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. This morning, I'm going to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Before I get started, just a few points. Number one, light is more powerful than darkness. Hallelujah. Light is more powerful than darkness. Truth is stronger than error. Number three, there is more grace in God's heart than sin in men's heart. Hallelujah. Number four, there's more power in the Holy Spirit to convict men of sin than there is power of satanic forces to tempt men of sin. Number five, there is more power in one drop of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse men's heart from the sin than there is in the accumulated filth of men's sin since Adam and Eve. There is more power in one drop of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse men's hearts from the stain of sin than there is in the accumulated filth of men's sin since Adam and Eve. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55 is about an invitation to the abundant life. Starting in verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy, and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely, you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55. God is calling us to an abundant life. He's calling us to detach ourselves from the evil influences of the world, and to focus on Him, and to come to Him, and to do things His way. And He's calling us to do this so that we can enjoy His grace, gracious and abundant life, that the feast that He has prepared for us. In verse 1, he says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." God is freely giving to you. He wants to open up the windows of heaven. He has already prepared everything for you. He has already given you everything. You know, I often say, if I could only learn to receive the things and operate in the things that God has already given me, I would never have to ask Him for another thing. Verse 2, he says, "Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance." You know, why do we do the things that we do? We're being asked the question right here. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Why are we making the choices that we're making? Why are we utilizing our resources the way that we utilize our resources? Are we just using them and on things that we consume and that don't really satisfy us, that don't really benefit us? Are we at times using our resources for things that actually destroy us? Verse 2 of chapter 55 of the book of Isaiah says, "Listen carefully to to me, being the Lord. And eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. How are you going to listen to God? You have to listen to His word. And the abundance, the guidance is there for you. It's there to tell you how to receive and to operate in that abundance that He has already prepared. The Lord has created the universe in order. And in a certain way. And God knows how things work. And He is saying, listen carefully to me, and you will eat what is good. Let your soul delight itself in abundance. Don't seek after the things that don't satisfy. Don't let yourself be caught up in all of these things that only take and have you in the position where you're constantly giving and pouring in, putting your money into a bag with a hole in the bottom of it. But listen to the word of God. Follow the way that God has ordained for you, and you will eat what is good, and your soul will delight in abundance. Verse 3 says, incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. He's saying, listen to me, come to me. Hear my word. Internalize it. And your soul shall live. He's beckoning us to come to Him. That means taking a step after step after step towards God. That means actively doing something to get closer to God. That means turning and facing God and going towards Him. Listen to Him. And your soul will live. He says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. God is faithful. And He was faithful to David. Even through David's shortcomings, David had a heart for the Lord. And he sought the Lord. And he had faith in God, even when things were pressing in on him from every side. Even when things looked impossible, David trusted God. When David faced the giant, he trusted God. When David was being chased and hunted down, and he had to go into hiding for his life, David trusted God. His heart longed for the righteousness and the things of God. And God was faithful. He took David from a little shepherd boy and made him a king. And it's the same with our relationship with Christ. Jesus made the promise, I will never leave you. And I will never forsake you. He has promised to be with us forever. All we have to do is turn and come to Him. Verse 4 says, indeed, I have given him, David, as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Just as David was an example to the people, how the people could look and see how David loved God, and to see how God blessed God, how God blessed David, and how the people were blessed in following David's lead, and how they came closer to God by being like David. We look at Christ, and through Christ, we can come closer to God. Christ is our example, just as David was an example. God blesses us through our faith. God blesses us through following Christ the same way He did with David. Verse 5 says, surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and the nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for He has glorified you. Hallelujah. When we accept Christ, when we come to the Lord and we're filled with His Holy Spirit, He calls us and He empowers us to be witnesses. We're compelled to share our testimonies of what God has done for us in our lives. Do you know what it is for the Lord to bring you out of bondage, to sin, to self-destructiveness, to doing those things that just didn't satisfy you? Do you know what it is for the Lord to bring you out of that place that you could not come out of by yourself, but by following and trusting in God, and trusting no matter what the situation looked like, and because of that faith, and because of keeping your eyes on the Lord, do you know what it's like to be brought out of those dark places and to be cleaned up and strengthened and to be set in a place of joy and of peace and of honor? To have people looking at you that saw you before the Lord had delivered you, the people that just looked at you and shook their heads, the people that had given up on you, the people that said that you would never amount to anything. Do you know what it's like to have God turn that situation around, and then to have people looking at you in a totally opposite way, to having people actually seek you out and respect you? Because of what God has done, because God has brought you out and set you in a place and has made you a person that people could respect. That God has glorified you by His power. He has cleaned you up and filled you with the Holy Spirit and filled you with His Word and has taught you and has empowered you to live a life that glorifies Him and that is obedient to Him, that pleases Him. And it is because of that life and that love that you have for the Lord that shines to people that you don't even know, that gives you the ability to call out to the people and call them to something better. God wants to do that. He wants to take you and He wants to mold you and make you into a vessel of honor. He wants to take your life and reveal that beauty that He has created it in. Verse 6. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and He will have mercy on him. And to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Let him return to the Lord and to our God, and He will have mercy on him because He will abundantly pardon. Let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Seek the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while He's near. The Lord is knocking at your door. He's standing with arms wide open. Tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is gone. But you're here right now. Today, right now, is the time of salvation. The Lord has called and the Lord has said, let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and the wicked man forsake his ways. There's a choice to be made. These are the steps that we take in coming to the Lord. We forsake wickedness. We give it up. We turn our backs on it. We choose to not have anything to do with it. We abandon it. You know, when you're down and out, where are the friends? When you're broke, when you don't have money, those are the times when you're most likely, most vulnerable to being abandoned. Things happen and we don't have control over everything, but God does. But we can choose how we incline our hearts and incline our ears. And what this scripture is telling us is to incline our hearts towards the Lord. If there's thoughts in our minds, and if there's things that we're doing, abandon them and turn towards the Lord, and He will pardon you. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts.
The homeless is still homeless.
I'm Keith Fields.
The poor is still poor.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet races? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, 'cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. They'd rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet.